Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Scott, what is Americans for Prosperity?
Well, Americans for Prosperity is a nonprofit advocacy group. We don't endorse candidates. We stand up for the issues and the issues that matter to Americans. We're for free markets, economic liberty, and limited government.
Are you a Republican or Democrat when it comes to the support that Americans for Prosperity gives out?
Neither. We are nonpartisan. We don't endorse candidates. We endorse the issues.
Then why in the world are you picking on little old Congressman Mark Schauer?
we want to send him a message that the course that he's been on has not worked, and we want him to stand up for hardworking taxpayers. The Congress, Nancy Pelosi's Congress, has had a failed stimulus bill, $862 billion spent, job-killing cap-and-trade bill passed the U.S. House, another $846 billion. And by the way, that cap-and-trade, it should be retermed the Full Employment Act for China and India, because that would completely devastate all manufacturing jobs here in America. You know, I come from a union household, and unfortunately, with all the layoffs, you know, my parents had to move out of Michigan into Indiana because the jobs just aren't here anymore. And cap and trade would put a nail in the coffin of manufacturing jobs in the states, and that would especially hurt us here in Michigan. And then lastly, the government-run health care costs the taxpayers $1.2 trillion. You know, it's nice that the federal government can take out the credit card and keep borrowing from China and debt our kids, not only our kids, but our grandkids. And that's a sad commentary. That is, we do not believe that's the way to change our economy and improve.
So, Scott, do you think that banks, auto industry, the real estate market, all those industries should not have been helped for the government? They should have just been left to figure out things on their own?
Well, we think there's mechanisms in place that they could have gone through. And basically, GM did file bankruptcy, and we believe that they would have come out a stronger company had they gone the route without taxpayer funding. GM has some great products. My dad worked for GM for 30 years, and I probably drive General Motors cars and live right here in mid-Michigan. I have four kids that go to East Lansing Public Schools between the ages of 5 and 12. And really what I want is a future for our children. You know, we see right here in Michigan, we have been in a recession since 2002. And this started under the Bush administration. I don't want to just pick on, we're not just picking on Democrats, we've picked on Republicans. The spending, Republicans betrayed their values and what they told us. They say one thing in election, during the election, and when they get in office, they turn around and spend. And we don't believe that's the way to economic prosperity. The way to economic prosperity is to trust in the people of this country, untie their hands, lower taxes, undo regulation. We see what great things can happen. We right here in Michigan, we had Henry Ford, we had Kellogg, we have Upjohn, many great entrepreneurs that really paved the way in this century came right here in Michigan.
All right, so just to be clear, you're saying that you believe that the banks, the auto industry, the real estate market would have worked things out on their own without the stimulus package led by the Barack Obama administration.
We don't believe they worked things out. You're saying they work things out, but, you know, the auto bailout, what's interesting about that is that ended up benefiting foreign automakers to a greater extent than it did American automakers. And that's what U.S. taxpayers were borrowing money from China to help foreign automakers. You know, the Nissan plant in Tennessee got a $1.2 billion loan for their electric cars. It seems like the administration is just out of control with spending. It's completely out of control. If a family runs into problems or issues, they don't just pull out the credit card and keep putting money on it. They scale back. They work harder. They get back to what here in America we call just good old-fashioned American ingenuity.
We're talking with Scott Hagerstrom, who is with the Americans for Prosperity. How many members do you have now, Scott?
Well, nationwide, we have 1.2 million. Here in Michigan, we have 32,000 members.
Are you a Tea Party?
I'm sorry?
Are you a Tea Party?
We are not a Tea Party. Now, we have a lot of members that are Tea Partiers and participate in Tea Party activities. There are certain issues that we agree with Tea Party groups with, and we work with them. We work with any organization that we have shared values with. And, you know, there's some issues that have gone through the legislature that we actually work with the Michigan Municipal League and Townships Association. We agree with them on those issues. So we really are about the issues. We want limited government, free markets, and economic liberty. We want people to be able to enjoy the fruits of their labor.
All right. Well, you've mentioned that you're not supporting Mark Schauer, at least from the aspect of a lot of the policies that he supports. Are there any Republican candidates that you do not support here in the state of Michigan?
We actually don't support any Republican candidates here in the state because we don't endorse candidates. In fact, there's some Republicans that won't talk to me anymore that are in the state legislature. We have something called the Michigan Tax Alert, and when a politician introduces a tax increase, we notify our members in their district that they introduced a tax increase, and we ask them to call them, email them, and let them know what they think about that tax increase. And we had one member in the state legislature that we notified our members that he introduced a bill that would raise some people's taxes, and he heard from 10 people, accused me of inciting his constituents, that I should have called him before we did that. And, you know, when I pass him on the street in Lansing now, he won't even look at me. So,
this was a Republican?
Yes.
Who was
yes.
it?
It's a Republican from up north, state representative from the north of Muskegon area.
Well, tell me his name.
It is Jeff Hansen, Representative Jeff Hansen.
Well, so. Scott, you seem like just a friendly guy. I can't imagine.
Well, I think, like I said, I have four kids here in the Mid-Michigan area. My oldest just turned 13, goes to McDonald Middle School in East Lansing. And really, you know, it's just a few years away when she graduates from high school. Now, whether she wants to search for a job then or go on to college, you know, I want opportunities here in Michigan for her. I want opportunities for my 8, 6, and 5-year-old here in Michigan. And we've been in a recession for 11 years, and something has to change. I really want to free the individual up to be able to be creative, to keep what they earn, and to work hard. And it's just part of human psychology. If you get to keep more of what you earn, you're going to work harder.
All right, Scott. Well, you're going to be in Lansing tomorrow. Talk about that appearance.
Yeah, we have a great event. We have three events today and then one event tomorrow in the Lansing area, right on West Saginaw, just west of Waverly at the Utter Creamery. And we ask people to come out, and we're going to encourage them to get involved. And this isn't just a rally. We want people to go to the next step, empower them to help make a difference and make a difference in our future for this country and stop these policies that are bankrupting our country. But we're going to have ice cream. We're going to provide ice cream for everyone that comes. It's at the Utter Creamery on West Saginaw, and it's at 5:30 tomorrow. And for more information, you can go to MichiganAFP.com.